जब तक टाइगर मरा नहीं तब तक टाइगर हारा नहीं.
वेल दैट्स द काइंड ऑफ एक्साइटमेंट यू गेट व्हेन यू आर गोइंग टू वॉच अ टाइगर मूवी. लेके प्रभु का नाम. वेलकम टू ऑल ऑफ यू टू अ न्यू एपिसोड ऑफ एन ऑर्डिनरी रिव्यू विद पीजे. आज के एपिसोड में विल रिव्यू द फिफ्थ इंस्टॉलमेंट इन द वायर एफ स्पाइवर्स टाइगर 3 एंड इज द थर्ड इन द सीरीज ऑफ टाइगर मूवीज. वॉट स्टार्टेड एज एक था टाइगर हैज मूव्ड ऑन to Tiger 3 now. Tiger, I would say, is one of the better characters from the YRF Spyverse. Perhaps because this is the third film, there's a lot of character development that has happened thanks to Kabir Khan and Abbas Ali Zafar, who made Ek Tha Tiger and Tiger Zinda Hai. The characters of Tiger and Zua are far more matured. And this movie has a better storyline compared to the other two movies in the Spyverse, whether it was Pathaan or War. So, going into a Salman Khan movie, you expect, obviously, a lot of good action, slow-mos, the impact of the star power that both he and Katrina Kaif bring to the screen, some foot-tapping numbers, and so all those ingredients are there in this movie. This movie also has a cameo from the Pathaan character of Shah Rukh Khan, which was highly anticipated. But I was a tad disappointed in that cameo because I felt Salman's cameo in Pathaan was far better than what Shah Rukh's cameo was in this movie. A lot of action, some humor in it, but I was a tad disappointed with that cameo. Overall, this movie has a good storyline and some nice spy elements that you come across in such storylines. There is obviously Raw and ISI, there is suspicion about double agents, there are parts of story where you don't know who is with who, what's really going on, there are rogue elements in the government of Pakistan who are trying to overthrow the government, and how both Salman Khan and Katrina have to work together as always to solve the problem. The suspicion that Salman Khan has on Katrina Kaif herself and whether she's a double agent and is she truly a double agent, what's going on, all of those elements are nicely ingrained in the story. But what makes this movie a little bit more interesting is the backstory of Zoya's character, which is played by Katrina Kaif. I think that was interesting in this movie, where how did she become an ISI spy, and she was being mentored by Imran Hashmi, who plays the antagonist in this movie. So how did she become a spy? What was the reason that she fell apart from Imran Hashmi? What are Imran Hashmi's motives? Why is he against India? What is he trying to do in the nation of Pakistan? All of that, adds up to the story and a lot of action that follows. Performance-wise, I think in this movie, Katrina Kaif, for me at least, overshadowed Salman Khan. Both in terms of the action that she did, she's absolutely top-notch. Perhaps even comparable to Scarlett Johansson's action that you have seen in Marvel movies. So she's really done top-notch action in this movie. And also her storyline, her character arc is far better than Salman Khan's in this movie. So I think you'll truly enjoy that. Imran Hashmi's antagonist also comes across as a very strong character. He's a very good actor, and I think the role that he plays of a rogue ISI agent who is creating trouble for both India and Pakistan, I think he's done a fabulous job. Overall, Tiger 3 is an enjoyable movie. Perhaps not as good as the first two installments, but all the same, still enjoyable. Typical Salman Khan movie, as I said, with action and foot-tapping numbers and a good story. What is good in Spyverse or any of the cinematic verse that is there is that it creates an ideal world where things that you don't anticipate to happen in the real world, in the fictional world, you can try and make that happen, at least create that feel-good factor. So in this movie, and typically YRF is trying to see if India and Pakistan at least can get together and solve world problems. So here you have the ISI and the RAW working together again to solve the problem that Pakistan is facing, a grave danger that they're facing and the government is facing. So this is the beauty of an alternate universe that you end up creating. Now YRF Spyverse is also getting bigger and bigger, and I'm sure very soon the storylines will come together for an Avengers Assemble kind of scenario to happen, eagerly anticipating for that scenario to unfold. In this movie, like Marvel Cinematic Universe, there is a post-credit scene. Many people have not realized about that scene and they actually walk out of the theater before the scene. Don't miss it. It is extremely engaging, that scene. It is actually a peek into the next movie coming out of YRF Spyverse. I would recommend stay tight after the last song gets over. Sit down and just wait for the post-credit scene. You will enjoy it. So, I enjoyed Tiger 3. I went with the anticipation to get enjoyment there. I think I got it. as I said, perhaps not as much as what I have enjoyed the previous Tiger movies, but all the same, still a good movie to see. So go ahead, check out Tiger 3 in a theater near you. Thank you for watching An Ordinary Review with PJ. Thank you for subscribing to my channel. But like always, I would request you to make my channel more popular, give feedback on the channel, and also get me more subscribers. I look forward to bring more interesting reviews for all of you. In case you are not able to check my reviews on YouTube, you can always listen in on Spotify or Apple Podcasts and give a 5-star rating so more people can discover the podcast. Send in your recommendations. I will watch them and review them. If there are books that you're reading, let me know so that I can actually engage with them as well. And I'm also looking to make episodes more interesting. So if any of you want to come on An Ordinary Review with PJ to discuss the movies that you have seen, I'll be more than happy to plan an episode like that. So looking forward to some active engagement from all of you in the coming episodes. Till then, do take good care of yourself. Till next time, bye-bye.